Henry Gibb Gibson was known worldwide for his Saturday night backyard parties. Gibb's Place, his Bessemer Juke joint, has been the gathering spot for blues since the early 50s. Each Saturday, Gibson would start the party with a prayer, followed by his favorite gospel song, Amazing Grace. Gibson was a gravedigger by day and a blues man by night. He hasn't performed at the Juke joint in nearly 5 months. Gibson spent his last days in a nursing home, but visiting artists have kept the tradition going. Sunday morning, dozens of people marched on a main city street to demand justice for the slain 62-year-old sheriff. Haynesville Police Chief Kelvin Mitchell, Williams' close friend, was one of the leaders of the march.
Think about no conflict. This is about justice. I don't have a conflict with anybody.
At Ghost Train Brewing Company, staffers can nearly 100 beers per hour. When they opened 3 years ago, the founders of Ghost Train were completely focused on brewing beer. They had no intention of distilling liquor. Will Crenshaw is Ghost Train's director of operations. He says that has changed. The brewery now offers its own vodka and gin.
Absolutely not.
Mitchell says the investigation is being handled by the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency and the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office.
You got a young white kid that takes the life of the highest law enforcement official in the county, and there's no outcry. Nobody's saying anything.
40-year-old Michael Bryant has served time in prison twice. He didn't want to be locked up a third time, so months after he was released, Bryant finished the Dandon Project's adult reentry program. It helps nonviolent offenders successfully return to the community.
Good job. See, come give me some love.
Right.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Bryant is proud of himself, and every now and then, he goes by to let people in the program know he's doing okay.
I feel like a little small celebrity when I call through. And then they be like, man, you doing good, man. I've been out 8 months. I got my car, driving, I'm working, got my own little spot, and they helped me do that.
On a recent Saturday, dozens of customers packed Charlemagne Record Exchange. They're here for the closeout sale. There are crates full of vinyl records of all genres, from jazz to country, reggae, and rock and roll. There are also CDs and cassette tapes. Remember those? Shopper Lindsay Matthews does. She moved to Birmingham a year ago. She remembers the first time she went to Charlemagne in Birmingham's Five Points neighborhood.
And I just kind of fell in love with Five Points and just happened to drive by and see this old sign and wandered up here. I was just in love with this place.
Bryant, the former felon, says without the Dandon Project's help, he knows exactly where he'd be.
I'd probably be locked up or 6 feet deep or out here in these streets. And I'm not going to be in the streets, so I'd probably be locked up or 6 feet deep, to be honest.
Now, Bryant works in the kitchen at a local burger and beer joint. He's happy, and he says everything is falling into place. Janae Pierre, WBHM.